The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Are you comfortable eating with someone who's not eating? Let me explain what I'm talking about, okay? Good morning, it's the Dana Cortez Show. What's up, everyone? I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Okay, so the reason we're talking about this is because my mother can't eat right now.
Oh.
She has a trach, and she is recovering from a very hard surgery, cancer-free. Love you, Mom. Cancer-free.
Blessings.
Yes, but she can't eat yet. She's learning to swallow again, so she's eating ice and Jell-O and things like that. Not, you know, nothing delicious, and I'm having to sit there and eat in front of her.
Oh,
and it makes me feel so guilty.
Yeah, that would make me feel guilty. I don't know if I could do that. I thought you meant as if like somebody already ate their food and then I'm eating my food. But yeah, given that situation, yeah, no, you can't. Don't eat in front of her.
I can't help it. And then she's like, sit down, Mihan. Well, she texts me, sit down, Mihan, eat with me. And I'm like, you're eating a shake. And I'm like, she has a feeding tube. So anyway, I don't even like doing that, Anthony. If I'm going to a business meeting and everybody's eating, sometimes I will order and just pick because I eat really slow and I feel bad. I feel bad because everybody has to wait for me. So nobody seems to mind when I'm not eating. Everybody just eats around me, but I won't do it because I'm afraid. I'll just take the food home with me.
Have you ever tried to maybe eat faster?
Why would I do that?
To join the rest of us, because when we were at brunch, your plate was still full, and I think all five of us were all done there, dude, is what we need here.
It's bad for you to eat fast.
It's
bad for you. You guys don't even chew.
It's bad. It's bad for my lifespan to sit at a table and wait for you to just finish eating. Do you know how many hours I've spent waiting for you to finish eating?
Otto, because you don't chew. I just said it. You literally put the food in your mouth. In fact, your mouth is open. You spill all over yourself because you refuse to chew your food.
I'm going to side with Automatic on this one, and I didn't want to have to bring this up, but if we're going to pull skeletons out the closet, let's not forget about when we were at the happiest place in the world, and you thought it was going to be a good idea to put fried chicken in your purse to eat for later because you couldn't eat fast enough with the rest of us.
What?
Automatic, how did that turn out for everybody?
Not good.
Nuh-uh, not at all.
I took this chicken, and it was fried. I forgot. I thought it was rotisserie. Well, everybody was done, and I didn't want to make you all sit there and wait for me, so I put it in my backpack. We proceeded to walk around Disneyland for, I don't know, 8 hours. Then I got to my hotel room. I was hungry.
Oh,
I hadn't eaten.
No.
I pulled the chicken out of my backpack, and I was nice enough to even offer you some chicken, Otto. I said, do you want a piece of this fried chicken?
And what did I say? You really going to do that? It's been in your backpack for 8 hours. You're going to eat that?
I wasn't going to waste it. I wasn't going to waste it, so I ate it.
Well, and you learned your lesson.
I had the worst food poisoning for hours after that. I couldn't go to sleep. In fact, I was laying on the ground at the happiest place on earth.
That has to be just down and out when Coco's playing in the background.
That was horrible. I still remember. I have flashbacks whenever I hear, remember me. I'll never forget you.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Getting married is very expensive. You put down major deposits. There's a family in North Carolina requesting a refund from a wedding venue after their son's sudden death months before the ceremony happened. Sue Perry is the mother of Chris Perry, and he unfortunately passed away. So, of course, he and his fiance, Kristen, are not getting married. This is like one of the worst stories I've ever heard of. Everybody gave them their money back. The photographer, you know, the decorations, flowers, everybody.
The DJ, everybody.
Everybody gave them their deposit back. This venue, the Cotton Room, said we can't do it.
Oh,
$18,400.
$18,400. Almost the entire money was paid, and they will not return one red penny to this couple. I was so angry.
Man, not partial, and not nothing. Nothing.
Well, they said to the couple, they said, well, to the fiance, they said, we will give you $7,500 back if somebody books the venue on that day.
$7,500, not even close to it. I hope that they don't get another booking. Of course not. Like, come on.
Nobody's going to book now going forward with this story out here.
I hope not, because that's just absolutely disturbing. It's not like they canceled because, the man passed away, as if the family isn't going through enough. A young person like that, you're not saving money for a funeral or anything like that. It's tragic, the whole situation. Spending money on a wedding in general is stressful.
Weddings are expensive.
So stressful. We are actually going to contact one of our listeners. Her name is Martha. We talked to her last week, and I offered to marry her and her fiance because I'm an ordained minister. Otto wants to pay for the courthouse, so hopefully that's going to go through.
Well, I feel like it's going through.
I think so, too, because he kept saying the money, the money.
We just got to set the date.
So I said I would, because I'm an ordained minister, I said I will marry you. Otto said he would cover the cost of the courthouse. We'll get a flower company to donate a bouquet or something.
How do you become an ordained minister? You have to go to
take classes.
Oh, you go to
I took 30 seconds online.
Oh,
I could
really?
Open a church right now.
Oh.
Yeah, I could start a church at this very moment.
That's what's
up. Yeah.
I didn't
Let's
know
do
that.
It.
Dana married my brother and my sister-in-law. Yeah.
Really?
That's what I did it. They asked me, so I became an ordained minister.
And she did a really good job. That's why I was all about her marrying somebody else, because I was like,
Thank
wow,
you,
that was really impressive.
Oh, it's
Thank
like similar,
so
like same process as like when you get an emotional support dog.
Pretty much.
Pretty
you
much,
fill
right?
something out online. You get your credentials. Yeah. It's all good.
Well, damn, you got to get a doctor's excuse to be an ordained minister.
No, but online you're getting a doctor that just, you don't even know who it is.
I don't have a dog anymore. You know what? I can admit this. Yeah, when I called to get my emotional support certification, my doctor goes, your back hurts, right? And I go, oh, it hurts all the time. And that was pretty much like my clinical checkup with him. And he goes, well, what would happen if you had to get ready to talk? I'm like, oh, I'd be so distressed. But nevertheless.
Yeah, you got it. You got an emotional support animal.
Now,
voila.
I'm ready to go to ordained minister school.
But that's start marrying people on the weekends?
Nah.
I can do it. Hey, I can do it. Seriously, if you want me, I'm here. The things that you spend on the weddings that cost so much money, I think back in our portraits were such a waste of money. I begged Otto.
Photos.
I pleaded with Otto. Please, please, we bought the $1,200 packet.
$1,500.
Whatever, is a lot of money. Never picked the photos up.
What?
They delivered us the proofs. So we have the proofs, which is on
I don't
paper.
Even know where those are anymore.
They're in that trunk that we have.
I don't know.
They're at the bottom of the trunk.
Who knows?
No, they're at the bottom of the trunk. Yeah, I know they're there.
All right. Well,
at least I'm hoping they're there still.
Well, we asked on the Facebook page if you could go back and not spend something that you realize now you shouldn't have done at your wedding, what would it be? What were some of the
first person, her name was Cheryl, and she just said the wedding.
Oh, Cheryl.
I feel like it might not have worked out.
No, Cheryl.
Carlos said he bought mariachis, and they were super,
$2,400. Oh!
That's mariachis?
Mariachis are expensive.
Dude, you can go to, you can go anywhere and get them for free sometimes, but dang.
Oh, to the,
yeah.
Well, you got to tip them, but yeah.
Dang, $2,400?
That's a lot of money.
Man.
Then Carly.
Kids college fund right there.
Carly said she didn't spend much. She got married in her living room. She wore an Amazon dress that cost $99. And then they went to Red Robin for dinner after.
Mm.
Sounds yum to me.
I bet you they're happy.
These people got married at the courthouse, so it only cost them.
Who are they?
Her name is Ashanti Jackson.
They got married at the courthouse.
Yep.
It's smart. You know, if you're already in debt or even if you're not, if you have the means, by all means, right? Do what you got to do. But in the end, you're married. And you're having a party for everybody else to celebrate.
I'm not too familiar with the court system, luckily. is it in the same building where I have to go like pay for like my car towing and my citations? Because I would hate this for somebody to be getting married and I'm walking out just yelling in the background, oh, why'd you tow my car?
I don't think so. I think they separate the weddings from
Hopefully.
The criminal activity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty sure it's separate, Anthony.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Right now it's all about Mariah Carey. I mean, the song, let's be real. Exactly, right? Everybody's talking about Mariah Carey right now. But her daughter recently posted something on Instagram about her siblings, not her twin, Nick Cannon's kiddos, her father's kiddos, and some are finding it questionable. I will tell you what it was after we get celebrity birthdays, Anthony A.
We have RuPaul celebrating a birthday.
You better work.
We also have Danny DeVito and Rachel McAdams celebrating their birthday as well.
Okay, reminder, Mariah Carey has twins. She shares with Nick Cannon. She has a daughter named Monroe, and she has a son named Moroccan. Now, Nick Cannon also, I think, has 10 kids? I don't know. I don't want to be...
He's got a lot of kids.
Yes, Otto, you're right. He has a lot of children. So, you know, Mariah Carey actually talked to Steve Harvey about the impact of her kiddos. He asked her, have they changed you?
Completely. It used to be just about me. Like, I got to get my sleep. I got to get my rest. I got to sing. I got to do this and that. Now it's really like, what are they doing?
Yeah, right.
Are they asleep yet? You know what I mean? Like, what time are we getting up? What's the activities for the next day?
Daughter Monroe, who's 14... gets on Instagram and on her story writes, I only have one brother. No. Well, you know, I don't know where this stems from either. I really don't know why she wrote that. Maybe it's the holidays. Maybe I'm not sure. But some people are like, wait a minute, you have half siblings. You can't say that. And they're kind of coming at a 14-year-old. Number one, she has a right to write whatever she wants and feel whatever she wants. I have a lot of half siblings. My father had, I don't know how many kids either. I think it's over 10. I don't know. Several with his wife, several with other women. And one brother who is no longer with us did come find me, you know, and tried so hard to have this relationship. I feel so badly because I just could not feel a connection. Yet I feel badly about it. Like I feel guilty because he wanted it, but I just could not feel what he wanted me to feel. I get what Monroe is saying. You can't
make somebody love. I get what you're saying too, because if you don't, if you don't grow up in the same house, you're not going to feel that brother sister connection. Because look at Ava. I mean, she's half, you know, with Stasia and Kirsten, but they're full 100% sisters.
I raised them to 100% love each other and not feel distant. I don't know, though, Otto, if that's true. I think it depends on case by case. I think because of me not knowing my father, that might be why I don't have the connection with the kids. Because I think some people can find a sibling later in life and love that person and want that connection. That's just my thing. And I think everybody has a right to their own feelings, right?
Yeah, I get emotional talking about my older brother, who's my half-brother, and he came into my life when I was 8 years old, and we didn't grow up in the same household, same neighborhood, different household, but it's always been that strong brother connection with him, and I'm so thankful, and I have so much gratitude and love for him and his mother, and my father, too, for, you know, we were all with my father no matter what. So I have a lot of love and for my older brother, Daniel, too. And then also in regards to Mariah Carey's daughter, you know, sometimes are you even a sibling if you don't disown your siblings at least once or twice? Like, we've all been there. I know my brother tries to unclaim me, my younger brother and my older brother, too, at least a few times.
And during this time of year, nobody, she's not trying to share that Mariah Carey Christmas money.
Exactly.
She's like, it's just me and one other. I just think this might be something I want to talk about. You know, how do you feel about, it could be even just be your siblings in general. Sometimes people don't get along and you have a right to love people from afar or not.
Reconnecting with any family member in adulthood is interesting because you don't know where life's journey is taking you.
Yeah, so let's take some calls. 877-730-DCS1. Call or text. Do you get along with all your siblings, half or not? And let's make this a topic another day.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We're all getting our spiritual forecast for the week as a collective. It's time for What's Your Sign with Sirmati. Sirmati, welcome. How are you?
Hi. Good.
Happy Monday. Happy Monday. Okay, so obviously I need our spiritual forecast for the week, Sirmati. I really do. But first, we need a psychic reading for our caller who is on hold. Hi, begin with your sign.
Gemini.
Okay, what's your first name?
Kelly.
Kelly, go ahead and ask Sirmati anything you want to know.
I have two questions. One is my house going to sell? And the second thing is, am I going to be able to go home to my husband? He retired, and we have a home in Oklahoma. And I'm trying to, but it's not looking well. And I just want to be home with him.
Oh my gosh, Marty, she sounds so stressed about that. So what are you feeling coming from her?
I feel that there is going to be some movement in the sale of her house within the next month. She will have to come down in price. There's something here about the price that needs to be lowered. But I actually do see her moving. It's just going to take some time. I want to say about 8 months, which is a long time. And I know that that's very stressful for her because it's already been so long. And I actually see her reuniting with her husband. I see she just needs to continue with the faith, the hope. There will be a brand new day because this is a promise here that Spirit is really bringing for her that she's reuniting with her husband and things are going to be beautiful.
Oh,
so
good.
So don't lose the hope.
Okay, because she did. She sounded kind of hopeless. That's a great way of putting it. Don't lose your hope, girl. Don't lose it. Now, what about our spiritual forecast for the week? Things have been so heavy. Is it looking up? Are we going to get more of the same?
Well, we have a new moon this week, the middle of the week, actually. And this new moon is in a place of the sky that is really empowering us. This is all this week and really this whole new moon cycle after the new moon on the 19th is really about our personal growth. Mm. This is about us walking away, becoming very consciously aware of what doesn't work for us, becoming aware of what is working for us, walking away from the things that don't serve us, but moving into more of a strength, personal strength and personal development. This is really a time for us to create more of a positive attitude towards change. Sometimes change gets a bad rep. It's always struggling, you know, the change, it's always a difficulty. And it's, but if you shift your perspective that change is actually a good thing, it's going to create excitement and it's going to create a new attitude towards a new beginning. Mm-hmm. And that's really what this week is about.
I also really appreciate what you said about focusing on your strengths, because if you really focus on the positive, more positive happens. When you dwell on the negative, or you're like, that, I'm sorry, but that's exactly what you're going to manifest.
Exactly.
I needed that because I need some happiness this week. So I'm going to focus on all that is good in my life, and that's it. And brush my shoulders of anything else, like Jay-Z said. Okay. All right. So
the Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Cardi B has given birth to her fourth child. It happened last week. Is it a boy? Is it a girl? You might know. You might not. I'm going to tell you right now. But more importantly, it's what she did right before she gave birth. I'll give you all the deets after we get famous people's birthdays. Anthony A.
All right, we have Rachel McAdams celebrating her birthday, Danny DeVito, and RuPaul.
You better work.
Yes, yes, yes. And that's what Cardi B says. So congratulations, her and Stefan Diggs. Together, they just had their first baby. This is Cardi's fourth, and it's a baby boy.
Hey.
She gave birth last Friday. And by the way, she was working the night before. She was at work, and it does not surprise me. You know, while she was promoting this
album. I was going to say, it reminds me of you.
You're right, Otto. So we'll talk. I will talk about that when we come back, but I actually want to play this little excerpt of her talking to Gayle King. Remember, she sat down to promote the album? Here's why Cardi works as hard as she does.
Every single day I wake up early in the morning, I go to sleep late at night promoting this album. My grandma from my father's side, she had 10 kids in a wooden house. And after she gave birth to her kids, she'll go back in a farm, make cheese, sell mangoes. And my grandmother from my mom's side, she had 13 kids, brought all of them one by one to America, cooking food, cleaning people's houses. So can you imagine me telling one of my grandmas, oh, I'm just so tired. That's why I cannot go get some millions and raise my four kids or my three kids. Oh, look at me like, girl, you can't be serious. Or my mom, there shouldn't be no excuse for me neither. Mm-hmm. So that's why I don't even like, I'm so tired. Yeah. Sympathy for myself. It's like,
Cardi, you seem to figure it out.
I have to. If they figure it out, I have to figure it out. Yeah. All the resources. So imagine, what's my excuse? There's no excuse.
Amen.
There you go, Cardi.
Amen. She reminds me of just my mom, my nana. My nana used to take, literally, I'm not exaggerating, she will walk to a well to get water to bring back to her house in the USA. No, this is not Mexico. People, oh, y'all in Mexico? No. To wash clothes, to feed her kids, to bathe all the children. Like, seriously, my mother always worked like two jobs. I do not have, I would be ashamed to tell my mother, I'm so tired. I mean, I say that, but I still come to work. You know, I still come to work because it's just, there's just no excuse. You got to go get that. You have to work hard for it. And you're right, Otto, I did work. I worked up until the very day I had Ava Maddox. Now, you should take your time off. You should spend that time with your child if you're afforded the opportunity. In fact, I think every mother should take that time to bond. I came back to work right away because I had to. I didn't have a choice. You know, only took, how many weeks was it, Otto? 3 weeks?
Maybe.
I think I took 3 weeks off. If you have the opportunity to take your 6-8 weeks, do it. And if you can't, do your best.
There you go.
Do your best. Get that village around you and do your best. It's unfortunate that we don't have the healthcare that some of the other, you know, countries do. But at the same time, I hear Cardi loud and clear. Our parents worked hard so that we could have more. But that doesn't mean you don't work hard, too. You
know, I can't stop thinking about Cardi's kids, you know. They just got to endure all that lecturing
all the time. She said, she literally said, they got to do their homework, they got tutoring, they got classes. She said, she does not take
her
foot off
the gas. Wait till she drops that. Grandma used to sell mangoes and wash clothes. Oh my God. I got to hear that right now.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.